The race resumes. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Race leader Brent Sass got back on the trail this morning following the mandatory 36-hour rest mushers take at the Quest halfway point in Dawson City. Sass has a nearly four-hour lead on second-place musher Hugh Neff and about 6 hours on Matt Hall and Alan Moore, who all resume racing this morning. As KUAC's Molly Reddig reports, teams leaving Dawson are recharged following the mid-race recovery and refueling stop.
Teams were still coming into Dawson City on Monday while the fastest mushers were relaxing. After disappearing into hotel rooms, they reappeared in the streets of Dawson looking for food and entertainment. Frontrunner Brent Sass said he felt better as soon as he got some nourishment.
I was a totally different person by the time I got to the camp because I had eaten a bunch and drank, three or four water bottles, and that's all the body needs to just sort of come back.
He was going back and forth to the dog yard across the Yukon River, connected by a crazy ice road that had to make a big curve upriver to get around an odd strip of water that never froze this year. Steam wafted off the open lead as the sun glinted off chunks of jumble ice. On the other side of the river, it was pretty quiet.
She liking some belly rubs? Like a
Bridget Watkins there. Walked around the campground with Chipper, a petite black and tan dog with a fluffy tail like a feather.
Love. That's what they want. They want to be rubbed, and you can imagine what you'd want after 435 miles is a bit of a
Watkins
massage.
Was helping her dad, Alan Moore, who had come into Dawson in fourth place Tuesday night. That meant feeding and walking the dogs every 5 or 6 hours and making sure they were warm and comfortable. Chipper was wearing a sharp red and white jacket that was lined in fleece.
They burn about 10,000 calories a day when they're running. So these jackets, we keep these jackets on them so they don't burn calories.
18 campsites were tucked into the trees, one for each dog team. They consisted of tents, stacks of firewood, bags of dog food, and teepees made from tarps. Inside one teepee, Allie Zirkel was doting on 13 dogs. Zirkel, also a former Quest champion, was taking care of the dogs so her husband, Alan Moore, could rest. It was like a little doggy spa, as she massaged legs, scratched bellies, and kept the food flowing.
Calories. You need calories, just like you and me, out in the cold.
As for food, she said they can have whatever they want. Beef, kibble, turkey skin, fish.
Like, Felix right now, he really wants to eat salmon, so we're feeding him salmon.
The 36-hour layover in Dawson makes the Yukon Quest a very unique race because dog handlers are so important. They're not just driving the truck and helping out at checkpoints. They're actually part of the team. So handlers who know the dogs inside out, like Zirkel, have a big advantage.
I mean, there is no hesitation of him being like, here's my team, mush it across to the campground. These are the issues I've had. Make them the best team you can, and then he goes to sleep. That's like someone turning their race car over to the best mechanic they possibly know. Like, why wouldn't you?
While every kennel has a different approach, Moore and Zirkel are very precise about calories and vitamins.
This is our Tour de France, and if you've ever watched the Tour de France, I mean, they know that piece of meat has how many calories and that piece of meat has how many calories, and you need to eat those three, and if you don't, you're going to have issues at kilometer 113 on the ascent.
Back in Dawson, musher stopped by race headquarters to check out stats and trail reports. Swedish musher Torsten Konert had a little hiccup when he arrived at Dawson Wednesday morning. He was missing his axe, which is a mandatory piece of equipment. He said he probably lost it when he ran into a section of frozen overflow somewhere by the Indian River.
I hit a bump and just flipped it over.
When he got to the checkpoint and realized the axe was gone, he had to run across the street to the hardware store to buy a new one, while the clock was still ticking.
I got a new one, but I still get a fine of $500 for the axe. So it cost me $600 losing that axe.
It's just one more cost that goes into mushing, an expensive sport with few opportunities to win prize money. The next stop for mushers is the village of Eagle, 150 miles away on the other side of American Summit. On the Yukon Quest Trail in Dawson, I'm Molly Reddig.
Race officials reported overnight that a dog in veteran musher Yuka Honda's team has died. No other details were provided, but they say a necropsy will be performed to determine cause of death. It's the first dog to expire in this year's race. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2017 Yukon Quest is made possible by radiology consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, Smart Automotive, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, Wendell Street Psychiatric Services, and Sipping Streams Tea Company, proud sponsors of KUAC.